Bishnas, the Novi says, Bishnas Esrim Visheva Shonol L'Yerovo Melech Yisrael. It's Matla, now the next king, it's Matla them in Yerovam. And Rashi goes through the whole cheshbon of years, whether the years make sense here, how to explain the pshat in the years. I want to give you today a pshat. Why do we base everything in Yerovam? We're going to now learn about all these kings. It's going to keep on bringing back. Vayelech b'derech Yerovam. We keep on going, basing everything on Yerovam. Yerovam was dead already. Vayishkav Yerovam in Mavoiso. We still keep on basing everything on Yerovam. So I want to tell you a machshava, which we're going to use this now as we go on. We're going to use this to answer a lot of kashas. Something to bear in mind. I brought down Shabbos Akasha of what's the reason why on Yom Kippur we use a double lashon. We say Kiyata Solchan LeYisrael U'Machlan L'Shiftei Yeshurun B'Chol Dor V'Dor. I'm sure you guys remember that from the Davin. Kiyata Solchan LeYisrael U'Machlan L'Shiftei Yeshurun B'Chol Dor V'Dor. So I brought down the Meshech Chochmeh. Meshech Chochmeh asks Akasha, why do we say he says there's two main averas that Klal Yisrael suffer from till today. Till today, there are two averas that we suffer from. One is the chet of the Egel Azov, and one is the chet of Mechiras Yosef. Those two averas are the averas that we have till Mashiach will come. And he says, the way the Meshech Chochmeh explains it, we know that after the Chet of the Egel Azov, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? He davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have that's this week's parasha. He davens to Hashem. What does Hashem say? Salachti kidvorech. Hashem says, I forgive him. Salachti kidvorech. Yeah. By the Chet of the Mechiras Yosef, that was the brothers were the ones that sold him. So Kiata Solchon LeYisrael, Yom Kippur, we say, you're the one that you set Salachti on the Egel. U'machlon l'shiftei Yeshurun, that's the Shvatim that sold Yosef. So the reason why we use the double Lashon on Yom Kippur, because we're talking about the two Averis that we have, Kesed. Now, why does everybody say this? Every Jew. So the Meshech Chochmeh says a chap like this. He says, whenever a person does a chet pein adam l'chaveiro, Chas v'sholom, I get up, I say a piece of Lashon Hara. Now, the Egel Azov comes back. The punishment of the Egel Azov comes back. It's like a bank account. There's the Egel Azov bank account, and there's the Mechiras Yosef bank account. If I do a Chet Pein Adam L'Mokem, now the Egel Azov account opens up, and we start getting punished from that Chet. If a person does a Chet, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef opens up. So these are two big accounts that are standing there, and every single generation, every single day, today, tomorrow, every day, when you do a Chet, you're opening the door to the Chet of the Egel Azov. If you do a Chet, I'm sorry, you're opening up the door to Mechiras Yosef. If you do a Chet, you're opening up the door to the Chet of the Egel Azov. Throughout Ad Soif Kol HaDoyos, till the end of all time, that's the way it works. So it comes out on my ridiculous thing according to Meshech Chochmeh. I was using this to explain why you need Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Why do we find that Amalek can only be? That's what I used Shabbos. I spoke about this by Pariches. Amalek can only be destroyed through Bonov Shel Yosef, right? Bonov Shel Rachel. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. I'm sure everyone remembers that. Right? Ein Amalek Neufel, El Yidei Bonav Shel Rachel. Because Amalek can only be fully destroyed either by Yosef or Binyamin. So I brought down, why is that? So I explained. Because Amalek came because of Pirates. Amalek came because of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So in order to clear that, we need to have their descendants. This is what we were talking about on Shabbos. You need to have her descendants in order to be able to eradicate the chet of Amalek. That's the pshat. Oh, so I want to tell you like this. What you see from here is a moichah de kezach. That is, if chas v'sholom am nichshel in a chet, and now, 100 years later, 200 years later, one of my descendants does a chet, right, that's connected to what I did, it still connects that chet that I did 100, 200 years before, 1,000 years before, connects to that nekuda that I did then. It's nirvayim. It goes all the way up till that time. So you could say, this is the pshat here. Yerovam ben Nevat, once he got involved with Avodah Zarah, that he got involved with, now every generation, every one of his descendants that did anything in that area, tracks back to Yerovam ben Nevat. It's not new. It's unleashing already the chet, the original chet of Yerovam ben Nevat. Now I want to tell you, I saw a similar idea in the Toises Ri by Im Yuma. The Gemara there says, "Ha'imer echtev v'oshuv, echtev v'oshuv, ema speaking biyod elas is true." You guys remember that Mishnah in Yuma, I assume, right? Echtev v'oshuv, echtev v'oshuv, ema speaking biyod elas is true. Somebody says, "You know, I'm going to do what I've heard. I'll do true. I'll do what I've heard. I'll do true. Ema speaking biyod elas is true." Right? Why not? Why not? I'm doing true. Doing true. So there's two ways to learn. One way to learn is that's not called tshuva. That's not tshuva. If you're saying yourself, echtav oshuv, you're saying echtav oshuv, you're basically saying echtav oshuv, echtav oshuv. So you basically, so one pshat is it's not real tshuva. But many of the achronim say that can't be pshat. Because then you don't have to come on to echtav oshuv. You could just say, it should say faker. It should say oshuv ve'echte. If the reason why echte ve'oshuv doesn't work, what does the word echte ve'oshuv mean? Echte ve'oshuv means I'll do an aver and I'll do tshuva. So if the reason why that doesn't work is because really you're saying you're going to do an aver again, so really the Mishnah should say differently. The Mishnah should say echte oshuv ve'echte, not echte ve'oshuv. You follow? If what the Mishnah is trying to say is that tshuva needs charat and aziv zachet, tshuva needs that you're giving up on the avera. And when you say echte v'oshuv, the problem is that you're saying again echte. So why does it say echte v'oshuv? It should just say oshuv echte. So that's why the Mari says that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Says that's not pshat in the Mishnah. He says like this. He says echte v'oshuv means even if you didn't say echte v'oshuv twice. Just you said echte v'oshuv. You did a chet. When you did the chet, you said, I'm going to do tshuva. When you did a chet, you said, you're going to do tshuva. Listen to his going as shepshat. So l'chayra, the mitzvah l'chayra, that guy is better than a regular guy. That means he's a guy, when he did the chet originally, he feels a shtickle bad. He says, you know, I'm going to have to do tshuva. So why should he be worse? So I have two people. I have Reuven, I have Shimon. Yeah? Reuven does a chet. He says, I'm never going to do tshuva. This is it. I'm diving into the chet. Forever. Right? Till death do we part, chas v'shalom. That's Reuven. Shimon is a truma guy. He feels guilty. So Shimon goes, echte v'oshuv. I'm going to have to do tshuva from this. How many times do we fall into that? How many times do we fall into that? Okay, I'm going to have to stop. Today I'm not learning. Tomorrow I'm going to have to stop learning. Ever happened to you? You're always learning. Tomorrow I'm going to stop learning. How many people have that? Tomorrow I'm going to stop doing that. It's the Chodom Al-Azach. L'chayr, a guy like that is better than a guy who goes, you know what, I'm never stopping. So why would the Mishnah say that if somebody just says echte, he could do tshuva? He's better. The guy who says, he's saying, I'm going to do tshuva. I don't want to be sitting in the chet. Does the Olam hear what's bothering her? Reb Chaim, you hear? Marafa Ziegler. So listen what the Mari says. Zok the Mari, he says that's not the Pshat. He says the reason why Ema speaking beyond the last of sugar, he says there's two kinds of Averas. There's Avera where you feel guilty. You feel guilty. If you feel guilty when you do the Avera, that Avera is weaker. That Avera is weaker. Because that alone that you feel guilty makes that you're not so connected to the Avera. You feel guilty. You feel a shtickle guilty. So the guilt alone makes you that you're not so mechubet to the Avera. He says, but if a person does an Avera without any guilt, person like that, he becomes married to that there. It's like an Isuin to that there. He says like this. He says, every Jew, the Rambam says in Ilchus Geirishin, that every Jew deep down is good. The famous Rambam in Ilchus Geirishin. That's why he could beat a guy till he says, right, Sonny, because inside he wants to do the right thing. The famous Rambam. So he says like this. He says, so really, whenever a guy does a chet, deep down, there's something bothering him that he's doing the chet. And that alone, that it bothers him that he's doing the chet, that disconnects him from the chet a little bit. He says, but if a guy convinces himself he's going to do tshuva, then he doesn't even feel guilty. It's just temporary. It's just temporary. I don't have to feel guilty. I'm just doing it just today. Tomorrow, it's just for today. If it's just for today, it means you don't feel guilty now. Now you feel, you know what? It's okay, it's just for today. It's not a big deal. It's just for today. He says, if you don't feel guilty b'shas the chet, then the chet becomes part of who you are, and the mele becomes a chet chai. Becomes a chet that stays. So listen what his goyness is. He says, these two averis, the egel hazov and mechiris yosef, they were both done with a chesh. The chet and mechiris yosef, the shvatim made a bezdin, they were mitzar of the Shechina. So when they did the chet, they held it's not a chet. They held it's not a chet, it stayed till today. Echte vosh. It's like echte vosh. It stayed till today. When Klai Yisrael made Egel Azov, if you look in the Kuzri, you look in the other Rishonim, say, Klai Yisrael didn't want to worship Avodah Zarah. Klai Yisrael, they were looking for a place with the Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Like they said, Kizeru Shmoshe, we don't know what happened to him. Memela Klai, so when they did the chet, they didn't really feel like they're doing a chet. If you don't feel like you're doing a chet, that becomes mamish part of you. And Mela, the reason why these two averes remained chet am lo'olam is because when we did them, we fooled ourselves. The Medrash brings down that when Yerovam ben Nevat originally made the Igle Azov, he had a gans of chum chesh. He had a whole frum cheshbon. And because he had a frum cheshbon, those averis became entrenched at Asayv. And that's why the Novi now is going to keep on tying everything back to Yerovam. Because originally when he did the chet of the egel, his iglezol, he justified it. He justified it. Once you justify it, then that's the worst. Then it mamish becomes a chelik of who you are. It's better for a person to do a chet and to feel at the time that they're doing something wrong than to start redding zechayim. In fact, there's a Rashi in Be'er that says that if a guy forgot to make an Erev Tafshilin, he could rely on the Rav's Erev Tafshilin. But if he's marim, if he fools to say he does have an Erev Tafshilin, then he can't rely on the Rav's Erev. Same idea. A chet that you don't acknowledge is a chet. And this, I don't know if Toilam remembers, over a year ago I already was Masber. That's the reason why you need Vidui by Tshuva. Why do you need Vidui? Why do you have to say the words Chotosi Avisi Pashat? Why is it enough to do the Tshuva? Because the Vart is, the only way to really do Tshuva is to realize there's a Chet. How much in your mind you say, it's not really? It's going to stay with you forever. How much you know when I got into exercise? For years I used to say I have to do exercise. For years. You know how many years? When I got married, my wife right away gave me musaf to do exercise. Not only I didn't do exercise, I had an old fakroch in a car that needed to be warmed up in the winter. The old cars, it wasn't like fuel injected like today. The olden days, you start an old car, you started it, you have to sit in your driveway 5 minutes to warm it up. Rabbi, I used to warm up my car to drive it across the street to 82 Forche Road to 73 Forche. And my wife used to go walking in the morning. She would pass the house and watch me in the car warming it up to cross the street. She used to look up to Shammai, everybody, Shalom, wasn't dying. But I didn't realize how unhealthy it is. So Mela came in his shuvah. Then we moved into this building. Almost 20 years ago, we moved into this building. Taka 20 years ago. And I started walking down to the gym and walking up more. And I started getting out of breath by the time I got to the top floor. Then I was makir es chetay. Once I was makir es chetay, I was able to get into exercise. Now I run a lot. But I had to be makir. If you're not makir es chetay, so Yerovim ben Nevot, when he made Egel Azov, he had a cheshbon. It's like an echtev osher type of thing. Once you have a cheshbon, that's the worst. That's the worst. So that's why I'm giving the Olam advice. I learned this from somebody a long time ago, a Yid Rav Gendel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He said, a person should make a cheshbon on nefesh, and this is what I'm asking all of you to do. Every night, make a cheshbon on nefesh. Never let a day go by that you don't make a cheshbon in your mind how your day went. You're learning. You're bein adam l'chaveiro. He said a simple thing. He said, once you wait a week, you don't think what you did was so bad. That night, it's still hot. That night, you can identify, that's what I did. You want to be able to fix it? You have to think about it right away. You don't think about it right away? I made a new thing now with the Menal. I told him, when I give a fahar, kids coming into yeshiva, I used to wait. Sometimes we would sit 2 weeks later, and I'll tell him what I held of the kid. Now I say right away. Because 2 weeks later already, it's a different... I have 20 different cheshbonos on the same kid. It's a whole different pshat with the Rashman and Kivei, with the Bnei Yeshua, with the two Mahalchim. And it could be good, it could be bad. I'm not saying in one direction or the other, but it's different. It's a different kid. So if Gendel told me, he does not let a day go by without making a din v'cheshbon that night. Not at the end of the week, at the end of the month, Rosh Hashanah. Every day he thinks, what did I do today? He identifies mistakes he made that day. Because once you identify it and you understand it, then you can take a fix. So long it becomes chas v'shalom like Yerovim ben Nevot, like the Egel HaZov, like Mechiras Yosef, it's b'chol dor v'dor, and it stays forever.